Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is IBM Integration Designer version 7.5 installation and related topics. Today's presenter is Ying Zhao. Ying is a customer service specialist for WebSphere Business Process Management Product Suite. Since 2006, she has been providing quality customer services on IBM Integration Designer, IBM Business Monitor, WebSphere Business Modeler, and WebSphere Business Compass. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Ying.
Thank you, Joseph. Welcome, everyone. So let's get started with today's presentation. Moving on to slide number 2. This slide shows today's agenda. So what we are going to do is we will start with the overview. In this section, we will discuss the fundamental installation infrastructure. And afterwards, we will discuss the installation walkthrough. And in this section, then we will discuss two typical installation scenarios. The first installation scenario is to install with a Launchpad. And the second is the silent installation scenario using the installation response file. Afterwards, we're moving on to discuss the most commonly asked questions that we receive when we provide the product support, and we discuss those questions in the FAQ section. Then, we will discuss the general troubleshooting techniques that we can apply during the installation should problem occurs. And finally, we will wrap up this presentation with best practice recommendations. Moving on to slide number 3, that's the section of the overview, and slide number 4. So most of us probably quite know this very well. The IBM Integration Designer is installed by IBM Installation Manager, and IBM Installation Manager treats the product Integration Designer as a product package. The structure, infrastructure of using this installation manager benefits that we may see includes the following. Because the installation manager builds on Eclipse technology, in this way it improves installation flexibility, it allows reuse existing assets, and it also allows streamlines enterprise product installation and maintenance. Another benefit of using Installation Manager is that Installation Manager simplifies the installation, configuration, and maintenance of product in the show sharing mode by managing the compatibility among the products within the same one single package group on the end user's behalf. Also, in the Installation Manager, the product installation image is stored in the repository and makes it easy for the end user so that the user does not have to extract the installation image before install. And another thing that we see that Installation Manager provides us is a feature that it allows during the product installation image download, it allows a cancel, or if the download if the error occurs during the download, the already download the product image file can be saved on your system locally, so that in the future time this download process can be resumed without the user have to re-download the whole installation image. One additional feature that the Installation Manager provides us is that it has the time-saving features that includes helping the user to track it already installed software components and allow user to update, modify, and manage the license. Also, within the installation manager, it supports silent installation. And in addition to that, we can also silently install the installation manager itself should the installation manager is not pre-exist on the system. And we're going to get into detail, a little bit detail on this side in the future discussion. Also, with the current version of installation manager, it makes it possible for us to install multiple IBM products in one single operation. And in this particular case, if we want to, in one single operation, to install multiple products, we need to take into consideration whether these multiple products are compatible to be installed together. And in this case, these products should be able to show share and be installed in the same one single package group. Slide number 5. IBM Integration Designer. On a high level of a discussion, the product is based on Eclipse technology. The installation of Integration Designer benefits from the installation infrastructure that is supported by Installation Manager. Integration Designer packaging architecture also enables this product to be able to share resources with other product packages that already exist on the same physical machine, and those that are installed by the installation manager. And we also need to be aware that IBM Integration Designer is a functional extension of Rational Application Developer 8.0.2. And with the knowledge of such, then we can guarantee that products that are compatible with Rational Application Developer 8.0.2 are also compatible with the Integration Designer 7.5. That means the products can be installed in the same package group. Integration Designer 7.5 does not support upgrade from a previous version of the product. That means the product such as WebSphere Integration Designer version 7. So should Integration Designer to be installed on the same physical machine with the previous version of the product, then Integration Designer has to be installed into a different package group on a different physical location. So, slide number 6. This slide shows that the foundation products that the Integration Designer is based on, the foundation products have been upgraded to a newer version. So the product Integration Designer 7.5 is able to take advantage of the improved functionalities of the foundation updates. Slide number 7. So now we're moving into more detailed discussion on the product installation. The first installation scenario is to install the product using the product launchpad. Slide number 8. So what we are seeing here is the launchpad user interface. We need to take notice that the launchpad in version 7.5 is quite different from the launchpad that we're used to in the version 7.0. The new user interface makes it easy for us to install Integration Designer with predefined functionalities. And we see in this screen cap that as a user, you select a typical installation configuration from the launchpad. When you want to install IBM Integration Designer, the pre-selected configuration that you select determines the environment that will be enabled when IBM Integration Designer starts. You can change the configuration selections during installation or run Installation Manager at a later time to make changes. And in addition to that, you can also change your environment later in IBM Integration Designer. Another quite different change that we may notice is that that in this version of Launchpad 7.5 Launchpad, the user ID that you use to install the product integration designer does not have to be administrative user. That is different from version 7.0. In version 7.5 Launchpad, you are given the option to install the product as an administrative user or as a non-administrative user. So if you are installing the product as a non-administrative user or, in Unix term, non-root user, you have to install the DB2 server or some other similar supported database server before you perform the integration designer installation. And we're going to get this into a little bit details in the future FAQs discussion. And in addition, so installing the product as administrative user is in general a default configuration. Also, you should be aware that rather than using the Launchpad, it is possible for you to install the Integration Designer directly from an Installation Manager. However, in general, it is more convenient to install directly from the product Launchpad, because if you are using the product Launchpad, then the Installation Manager has been automatically started and configured for you. We see here there are 5 installation configuration options, and based on the option you choose, the Integration Designer capabilities are enabled and the workspace is configured accordingly. Once the installation is complete and the Integration Designer is launched, the welcome page is also configured to reflect the functions based on these capabilities. You can change your environment later in IBM Integration Designer by enabling or disabling certain capabilities. And in the future, slide number 13, we're talking about how to do this in a little bit more details. And here we see the option number 1 has been chosen. That's the default option when the installation Launchpad is launched. The option number 1 gives us the opportunity to install IBM Integration Designer for IBM Business Process Manager Advanced Process Server. This configuration includes the installation of IBM Process Server Test Environment, What's Your Enterprise Service Bus, and optionally, you can install IBM Business Monitor. The start, the start working with the IBM Process Center, the first sub-option is checked by default. If you leave this sub-option selected during installation, so when you launch the Integration Designer for the first time, you are prompted to connect to the Process Center. The new Process Center perspective is opened and is in focus. So, in addition to that, a default standalone profile for IBM Business Process Manager Advanced Process Server is selected in the features page. This profile enables the user to begin using the test environment immediately. Also, by default, start working with the IBM Process Center first is selected as we see on this slide. So you work with the Process Center, a scalable center repository and control center for organizing and managing process, artifacts, applications, and services. In addition to the option number one, if you choose option number two, that is the IBM Integration Designer for what's your enterprise service does, then this installation option allows you to install what's your enterprise service bus test environment, and in addition to all the components that we discussed in the option number one. Slide number nine. For the other three options, option number three allows you to install IBM Integration Designer for IBM Business Monitor, and which includes installation of IBM Business Monitor, the Monitor Model Editor, and IBM Business Monitor Test Environment. And the option number four, that is IBM Integration Designer for What's Your Data Power. This is a new option that we haven't seen in the previous version 7. This option allows the user to work directly with What's Your Data Power appliance. And this option, if chosen, enables the What's Your Data Power capability in your workspace. Option number 5 is the IBM Integration Designer that does not include the test environment. The reason that you should choose this one is that if you plan to install Integration Designer after you installed the IBM Business Process Manager Advanced and created Process Server Profile, then in this case, the Integration Designer to be installed can use the already created Process Server Test Environment. Then what you need to do is to choose the option number 5 to install the IBM Integration Designer only. And if you choose this option, installing IBM Integration Designer only, one thing you have to take notice is that IBM Integration Designer cannot be installed into the same package group as What's Your Application ND, which is the package group that you used to install your IBM Business Process Manager Advanced Server. Moving on to slide number 10. During the installation process, you will come across this screen cap. So in this screen cap, the user is presented with different packages to be chosen from. And we see here some packages are pre-selected for you. What is presented in terms of the package? Depends on the installation option you chose on the previous slides, except for the IBM Forms Designer package. IBM Forms Designer package is shown irrespective of which option is selected for the installation. Also, this slide shows the package available to install when you install one of the first three options on the launchpad. And if you choose to, in the previous slide as shown, if you choose to install either the fourth or fifth option, then the only package available showing on this wizard is going to be IBM Integration Designer. And as we already discussed, even though we see here we can install the IBM DB2 Express 32-bit package. However, if you have chosen to install IBM Integration Designer as a non-administrative or non-root user, then you will not be given the option to select IBM DB2 Express 32-bit option to be installed here. Slide number 11. This slide shows the default paths when different packages are installed. The default path for the packages such as the IBM Integration Designer and IBM WebSphere Application Server ND have been changed. And we see here, these are the defaults highlighted here. And you can change these paths to fit your specific need as you wish. And we would like to point out in addition to these default paths, there's a path that we should specify for the shared resources directory path, and this option is prompted to the end user only for the first time when you install a package. When you have the option, that is supposedly the installation that the Integration Designer is the first product package that you are going to install using the Installation Manager, then you have the option to choose the installation path for the shared resource directory. And we suggest you should choose the largest disk for the shared resource directory to help ensure adequate space for the shared resources for the future packages, because the reason is that once you have decided the shared resource directory location and you have installed the first product package, you cannot change this location unless you uninstall all packages. In addition to that, when installing product package, do not select the shared resource directory and ensure that the shared resource directory does not contain parentheses and spaces, supposedly, and other special characters to ensure the shared resources directory path is short and free of special characters. And the default behavior for installing the Integration Designer is that a new package group is created. And if Installation Manager is aware of another package group, and Integration Designer can coexist with that with the product, then you're given the option to use the existing package group option. And if you choose to create a test environment, and normally we suggest that we change the default path to something shorter than what's being given in the screenshot as a default, which and also makes it free of space and parentheses and other special characters, such as we can make it as C colon backward slash IBM slash processor slash V7.5. In addition to that, during the product installation, you may choose to create a standalone development profile, and this default development profile provides a test environment. However, our general recommendations is that during the product installation, we may choose to leave out creating this standalone development profile, and we can get into a more detailed discussion on the recommendation later on. And if you choose not to create a default standalone development profile, you can create one later by launching the Installation Manager and click on Modifying on the first page. And moving on to slide number 12. This slide shows the features that you can choose during the installation to install, to be installed on the on your local machine. Some of the features are pre-selected. The features that are selected by default are the tools for developing applications without a local server installation. These include email, flat file, FTD, and JDBC, IBM WebShare adapters, and monitor model editor. You can clear the tools for developing applications without a local server installation feature if test server or process center is installed locally. And there are two new features that is called WebShare Portal Server version 7.0 development tools and IBM Forms Designer. IBM Forms Designer option is not displayed if you did not select to install IBM Forms Designer on the first installation panel, as what we've already seen in the slide number 6. Moving on to slide number 13. So this slide shows that once Integration Designer is installed and launched, you can launch the Environment Capabilities dialog by using the Change Environment button on the Getting Started page. Based on the capability you select in this dialog, your workspace configuration is changed and the tools corresponding to the selected capabilities are enabled. Okay, slide number 14. We're moving into discussing silent installation using response file. Slide number 15. Silent installation is a method of installing Integration Designer without the user interface, but rather execute the installation from the command line and using response files. And in order to do that, the installation image from the DVD that you receive or from the download image that you download from IBM Passport Advantage site come with two sample response files that you can customize to fit your particular needs to perform the silent installation. And these sample response files are located underneath, as if you're using the DVD as your installation media, that is the DVD root / disk 1 / response files. The file named as response file dot install dot iid dot testenv dot xml is the file that is a sample that you may customize to install both the integration designer with the test environment and the file response file dot install.iid.xml is a sample file for installing the Integration Designer alone. In addition of customizing the response files, you can also create response files by recording your actions in Installation Manager. When you record a response file, and the selections that you make in Installation Manager are stored also in the XML file format. When you run Installation Manager in a silent mode, Installation Manager uses the data in the XML response file to perform the installation. In addition to that, we should be aware that the silent installation process installs in IBM Installation Manager silently if it's not already presented on your machine. If you have older version of IBM Installation Manager, the silent installation process will also update the Installation Manager to the required level. And then after the Installation Manager is updated, the silent installation process, we'll proceed with installing the required prerequisite for the integration designer and the product itself. And one thing that we may take notice is that in order to install IBM Integration Designer on Windows Windows systems, particularly Windows 7, Windows Vista, or Windows Server 2008, you must elevate your Microsoft Windows user account privileges by right-clicking the command prompt where you will run the silent installation command and select Run as Administrator, and this requirement should be applied both on administrative and non-administrative users. And as we already mentioned during the installation with the Launchpad scenario, in the silent installation mode, if you are installing the test environment as a non-administrative or non-root user, then you need to install database server beforehand. Slide number 16, and this is the part we're going to discuss briefly using Installation Manager to make changes. Slide number 17. So we have products such as Integration Designer already installed on our environment. Then if we want to make changes such as applying product fixes and upgrades or rollback changes or making changes into different features and different language pack, or simply once we want to uninstall the product, we can launch the installation manager and perform these tasks. And in the installation manager, we can apply product fixes and on products such as Integration Designer, and we can modify language pack or modify already installed features, rolling back. And in terms of uninstall the product, then we can use Installation Manager to uninstall the product. And in this case, we should take notice that we should use the same user account that has been used to install the product when we uninstall the same product. And we can also using silent uninstall approach to uninstall product such as IBM Integration Designer. And in the same product image installation image location, we may find the uninstallation sample response files, and the uninstallation sample response files are called response file .uninstall.iid.testenv.xml, and this sample file is for uninstall both IBM Integration Designer and the test environment. The file that is used to uninstall the Integration Designer only is called response file .uninstall.iid.xml. Moving on to slide number 18. So this is the portion that we're going to discuss, the frequently asked questions. Slide number 19. So here is a list of frequently asked questions. Normally, we may find answers for questions such as software and hardware requirements and how we prepare our system to before we may proceed with the product installation. These first two questions can be found we can find the answers for these two questions in our info center, and the corresponding URLs are given here. Now, in terms of making a decision on test environment, local versus remote, and for such questions that using either a local test environment or a remote one, and the user should use systems that are the users who are using systems that are constrained on resources such as limited CPU memory disk space should consider configuring a remote test environment and pointing their integration designer at that remote environment for testing their process and monitor models. And another frequently encountered problem that is that by default, when we right after we installed integration designer with the IBM integration designer install image, the process server is not installed. If the user only installed the integration designer and he would like to use the process center, then he has to use the process center installed on other system or get the BPM advanced server image and install the process center on the local system. And how to obtain such a BPM advanced server image? We have its URL given on the additional resources slide. Now, if you have only the process center, then you can switch to the process center perspective, and in that case, your prompt for connecting information to the process center, and in order to connect to a target remote system, and in the process center, you may choose to select window preference to start the connection configuration. Slide number 20. Now, in terms of security considerations, in IBM Integration Designer version 7.5, both administrative security and application security are enabled by default. So during installation of the test environment, then you are prompted for username and password to be used for the administrating server security. In terms of the coexistence consideration, as we have briefly discussed before, if you want to install more than one product at a time, as we mentioned, the products must be shared in the same package group. For this particular case, the integration designer. Integration designer is compatible with the Rational Application Developer 8.0.2. So products that are compatible with Rational Application Developer 8.0.2 can coexist, that is, to be installed in the same package group with the integration designer. And if you install Integration Designer as a non-administrative user, we have already mentioned that in this case, you need to have the database server already installed, and you need to remember the details of your database server information so that you can key in this information during the installation of Integration Designer. One other problem that we come across is regarding business space configuration. By default, right after Integration Designer is installed, business space is not configured, and does not function properly. So we have published a tech note to address the issue that on how we can config the business space to make it to work after we install the integration designer. Now, in terms of the product, in terms of the database products that can work with the integration designer test environment, and we have provided the info center URL here. In general, these products include DB2 Express, DB2 Universal, DB2 Data Server, DB2 for ZOS, Microsoft SQL Server, and Oracle Database. And we come across quite a few issues regarding DB2 user ID and password restrictions. So we listed here the our published tech notes to address the DB2 user ID and password restrictions and the and relevant issues. Slide number 21, moving on to troubleshooting portion. Slide number 22. So in this slide, we are showing the locations of the product binaries and the installation logs. We take notice that the default product test environment location may not be ideal. So preferably, we would like to keep the product installation location short, free of special characters. Thus, the test environment has been changed to be installed as at C:\IBM/processserver/v7.5. You can also change it to something you prefer personally. And it is also possible in the installation manager environment to use the its embedded GUI tool to investigate the installation manager logs. Slide number 23. This slide shows the installation manager logs to be collected should installation problem occurs. If the failure occurs on test environment installation, then the logs underneath the test environment home is to be collected. Two crucial log files, db2install.log, that contains the DB2 installation information and the logs underneath the manage profiles folder containing profile creation information. Slide number 24. If an integration designer installation fails, then we normally suggest using installation manager to perform the uninstallation of the integration designer. After such uninstallation, then we may perform manual cleanup. The instructions being given here in this particular slide, but we need to take notice that this instruction only applies when Integration Designer 7.5 is the only package that is installed by the integration, by the installation manager. Slide number 25. This slide shows if the test environment profile creation fails, how we can clean up. So the first step is to delete the partially configured profile with manage profile command. The second step is to drop all the tables and delete the database for the failed profile. And the third step is to delete the failed profile folder. And the fourth step is to validate the profile configuration. And the fifth step is to confirm manage profiles command has completed successfully. Slide number 26. if installation fails, other areas that we may take into consideration, these include whether there are idle process that may interfere with the installation, whether resources, disk space, memory is sufficient on the system for the installation, and certain security and user authority we need to take into consideration to ensure a successful installation. And we also need to take a proactive approach to ensure, to diligently check the installation logs to ensure that the installation is on right track. And we may also choose to create the test environment profile manually in order to avoid potential problem and associated rollback during the installation. And as well as we have already discussed, in case of an installation failure, we may also use our last resort to manually clean up and start over again. Now, moving on to slide number 27. As a side note, if the installation problem is caused by a corrupted installation manager environment, such as the installation manager does not respond, or its performance is sluggish, we may reinstall installation manager without uninstalling these existing products. And this discussion is listed with the URL has been given on this slide. Slide number 28, we're going to discuss the best practices for integration designer installation. Slide number 29. Here, basically, the strategy for the best practices is being proactive to avoid problem down the road. Should problem occurs, we may use manual interventions as we previously discussed, or we may collect relevant installation logs and work with product support to solve the problem. Slide number 30. Here's a list of the best practice principles. One thing we would like to point out is that in the info center, one can choose to create a default server profile during installation. However, if we choose to create a default server profile during installation, if the profile creation fails, then the product installation gets rolled back. Unfortunately, such rollback does not guarantee the rollback is clean, and in most cases, you need to perform uninstallation manually, and therefore, as a best practice, we suggest that we leave the profile creation out of the installation, and the profile creation may be accomplished later on by using the profile creation wizard after the installation is completed. Slide number 31. This is the additional resources for you to obtain additional information. And sites such as IBM Integration Designer Support is constantly refreshed with latest product updates. Slide number 32. At this point, I would like to give special thanks to Lei Jiang and Edwin Chen for their feedback and their time and efforts for helping me to put this presentation together. Slide number 33. So this slide includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. You may visit the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcasts like this one that you attend today. And you can also access previously recorded presentations. Also, DeveloperWorks offer in-depth technical information, and you may also visit websphereusergroup.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new user help and to get new users up and learning curve quickly. And the Passport Advantage client to client open and update and view PMRs online. And the My Notification link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products that of interest to you. And at this point, I would like to turn the control back to our organizer, Joseph.
Thank you, Ying, for a wonderful presentation today. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the line for questions.
We have no questions on the phone.
Okay, it looks like we are not showing any questions in the group chat. So at this point in time, we will conclude the presentation.